Listening Library presents Map of Fates by Maggie Hall, read for you by Julia Whalen. Chapter 1. Tourists streamed up the steep staircase toward the wedding cake contours of the Sacré-Cœur Basilica, and I pressed myself against the railing, out of their way. Are we sure this is where he said to meet him?
First landing on the stairs to the west of the carousel, Jack said. That's here.
Jolly accordion music started up nearby, like we were in an old-timey Charlie Chaplin movie. He's late, I said.
You can't expect criminals to keep regular hours.
Jack boosted himself onto the low wall lining the landing, and I paced in front of him, searching faces for the heavy-set man we'd given our photos to a week ago. All I found was the regular Montmartre Sunday afternoon crowds. The accordion in the courtyard down the street stopped, and there was a smattering of applause. At any time of the day here, street performers could be found playing instruments or doing over-the-top mime shows or painting portraits of tourists. This neighborhood had been a haven for authors and artists since groups of expats claimed it in the early 1900s. Montmartre had been home to Hemingway, Picasso, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and now us. It had been 2 weeks since Jack and I had escaped the wedding where I was supposed to marry Luc Dauphin, after which the order kidnapped my mother and killed my friend and Jack's mentor, Mr. Emerson. Overall, not a great day. 2 weeks since the chase across Europe that left us with this bracelet I kept on my wrist all the time now.